So, I have a very, very short talk today. If you have pinned the video of the tree and you now want to see my pretty face as I'm talking, you might want to unpin that video. And then the speaker view will take over and you will be able to see me. Death is such an interesting part of life. We understand that the gift of life is so precious that we pull out all of the stops. And we are so much about survival, and that's a right and proper thing to do. When I was interning at the hospital in Kansas City, I witnessed this night after night as the EMTs brought people in. And there was no sparing of human effort. There was no sparing of cost. There was no sparing of urgency in trying to save or preserve a life that in some instances they knew the end was going to be maybe just a few days away anyway, but it didn't matter. Because instinctively, we knowingly want to preserve life. And so it's difficult to understand and appreciate at times the metaphors that we use that death is just opening a door to something newer, greater, more expansive, a closer knowing, a closer glue to the bond that we share with the oneness. A few days ago, I listened to a commencement speech by Steve Jobs, from who used to be with Apple before he passed away, and it was to graduating students at Stanford, and he shared that nobody wants to talk about death, nobody wants to deal with death. And even people who want to go to heaven don't want to get there by dying. And his message was a message to just live every single moment as fully and completely and as joyfully and as purposefully as we possibly can. But today we are doing this day of remembrance, and our theme for today is peace. And it's fitting that we do that. Traditionally, the prayers are for people who have departed, that they may now enjoy eternal, everlasting peace. And that's okay. That's right, I suppose. Because it is peace in the sense of ridding ourselves of what's going on in this world and everything that tugs and pulls at us. And so I will share with you that a couple of days ago, my prayer chaplain, Bobby, called me and said, "What do you want to pray about?" And I said, "I want to pray for a couple of days of smoothness, of nothing going on, of no fires to put out, no crises to deal with, just whatever." And Bobby was great, and she prayed with me. And then I reflected on my conversation with her and the prayer experience. And I came to realize I wasn't asking for peace. I was asking for a holiday. I was asking for a vacation. Because there's really so much truth in the words of our way shower, Jesus, who said, "Not as the world gives peace, do I give my peace to you." And it's an understanding that the more that you have peace, the more grounded you are in peace, it's because you've done a lot of spiritual work. You've let go of things that are useless, worthless, old, worn-out beliefs, hanging on to things. And the more that you have been able to let go of those, the more that you are able to move along on that process of obtaining peace. And so peace arrives at a greater, higher more meaningful fullness within you. And so that's why it's so important, because even at the moment of death, then, if we are really in that fullness of peace, it's so much easier to understand that we are transitioning to something that we've been working for our whole life, a greater, higher awareness. And so really what we're striving for is to let go so we can really let loose and take this incredible gift of life that we all share. And if it were a cake, just top it with the most incredible frosting ever. So on this day, when so many of you participated by sharing names of loved ones that have passed, and you have spent the last 15 minutes in that remembrance, what you are savoring is the ongoing, continuing life of that individual in communion with your life. We don't think about it much, but that's the significance, that's the power of the communion that we all share with one another. Because in those relationships, in those bonds, we are creating things, energies, whatever word you want to use, that can never, ever, ever go away. Nothing could ever take them away. They are all incorporated in divine substance, in divine mind, or in the heart of God, if you wish to think of it that way. And so I'm really grateful to be a part of this community. I'm really grateful to share with you. I'm really grateful for all that you have shared with me. I treasure it because it's taking the gift of life and really, really, really working it. And really, it doesn't stop all the woes and the troubles and things that will continue to come at us, whether it's worrying about what kind of Christmas gifts to get for somebody, or worried about your health, or worried about your job, or whatever. That stuff is not going to stop. But if we can just move a little bit at a time in the direction of that peace, we really do understand. It's really small stuff in the grand scheme of things as we move ever closer into the kingdom of shared oneness, the kingdom of shared beauty and joy. And yes, on this day, the kingdom of peace. Thank you again, one and all.